discussing today, I think we're only talking the portion of the road east of lots 16, 17, 18, and 19. So I'm satisfied, the commission is satisfied as to the requirements under those pieces of the statute.
And Ms. Turner, just as one commissioner, if the request to ever vacate that came about, I would not be for it because it wouldn't make sense to do. Just to be, you know, upfront and honest with you. Because then that would close off. You know, I don't know anything about gates and that stuff, but that would be an issue. So I understand that. But as far as that portion north, I don't have a problem. And so that's just me talking.
Mr. Stern, where is the gate? I know you may have addressed that.
I don't know precisely where it is. I think it is close to the southeast. It's close to the southeast corner here. I don't know that it's exactly on the property. It may be a bit north.
But it's approximately where the southeast corner
yes,
is there.
Yes, okay. It's in this area.
Could Ms. Elliott show us exactly where it's at?
What?
The gate, exactly where it's at.
Can you zoom in, please?
I can't see it. Ms. Elliott told me that the gate was a little bit into her property, I think maybe right
it's
here.
It's about 100 feet inside my property line. I have a pasture on the outside of that gate.
Mr. Stern, could you have Ms. Elliott point to it? Could you have Ms. Elliott point to it?
Ms. Elliott, would you please show us exactly where the gate is? This is the southeast corner of your property.
Okay.
And that's your house.
Okay. So here's where my fence line ends and my gate's about right here. Literally, this right here is all my pasture on this.
No, this is your property.
Okay. So then
that is going
so this is Cedar Valley.
This
right
is
here.
No, this is Turner's house. This is Cedar Valley Road.
Okay. So their property's sitting right here?
Yes.
So then my pasture gate or fence is right here, and the gate sits inside my property line.
In here,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And ma'am, those yellow lines are the property lines.
Use that
as a guide to help you find out where it's at.
Okay. So right here, I have my horses. And
right where your hand is now is actually on Mrs. Turner's property.
I have a pasture right here where I have a donkey now.
Is that Ms. Turner's property or is it on your property?
No, that's my property.
Where you're pointing right now is Ms. Turner's property.
Okay. So then my gate's right about right here. Because then this is our fence line.
Right.
Correct.
And I have a donkey right here, and then my gate about that far in. It's, like I said, about, I'm not good with footage, but maybe 100 to 200 feet inside.
So you're thinking from her gate back?
That's the corners. She's got a fence line there.
The property line north is what we've asked to be vacated. We don't know where the gate is. We know where the property line is.
And I've maintained that for 15 years, all of that.
Did you have, have you submitted an order yet, or what do
yes,
you have
I
prepared?
Have.
You've
I
already...
It. It's approved.
Clary's, where they live, with that blocked in from the back side of the property. Mm-hmm. Rocky and Linda, Clary, C-L-A-R-Y, would that block them, would Miss Elliott know, would that block them from the back side of the property?
I don't know which is their property. It is.
Clary.
Okay. It would if it was vacated from here, if it were extended to their property line. That shouldn't be a problem. But I don't have a measurement of where that is.
So you see no problem if they could still get in the back side of their property?
With the way it's presented, no, they would not
be
able to
access it. The way it's presented, no, but it would be possible to either give them an easement or that the order be, proposed order be amended to go a little farther north. We simply don't have those dimensions.
Devin, do you have any comments or anything? Move to approve the petition to vacate portion of Cedar Valley Road in Sunny Hill Subdivision adjacent to lots 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And move to approve the order stating such.
Motion. Do we need further discussion?
One more question.
We need a second before we can discuss.
Yeah. Second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
Okay, Jack Walker, which it is, I think it's 26, 293 Perry Lane. Would that prevent him from having access to the back of his lot? He has called and said he could not be here today.
He would have this area for access to Cedar Lane, which is a little over half of the back part of this lot. So if it were vacated from here north, he would have this much.
And it looks like that would probably be about like half of his...
Yeah, it looks like that it's slightly over half would remain.
Okay.
Click on that. Is that the right name? Okay, there it is. Yeah, Jack Walker. Hey, Carol.
Oh,
welcome to that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye in favor.
We have all ayes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Of Bridgeview Drive, number 19-0 034.
I'm Harry Styron, appearing on behalf of Dennis Martinez and Christy Sweeney. This, if you could give it, move it a little bit that way.
Can you zoom out a little?
Okay. This is a very steep hillside or bluff going down to Table Rock Lake. The Long Creek Bridge on Highway 86 is right down there.
Can you zoom out a little?
The...
Zoom out, please. No, no, no. Zoom out. Thank you.
We have in the petition said that this petition given notice to the Corps of Engineers who has the property. The area to be vacated is from here to here. This road is unimproved. It was graded. My clients, Mr. Sweeney and his wife, Mr. Martinez's wife, Ms. Sweeney, have built a fine home here. This is a very badly eroded shelf rock and gravel. They are willing to concrete it. This property here, which does not adjoin the property to be vacated, this piece and this piece are owned by the Nixon Family Trust from Springfield that owns Nixon and Lindstrom Insurance Company. We had asked them to join with us and have it vacated all the way up to here, and they didn't want to. They think if the Highway 86 bridge is moved north and disrupts their property, they'll be looking at other options for an entrance than that one, and so they may use this, which they could have anyway. It's a very steep hill. And I don't know how they're going to use it, but what we're doing doesn't affect them since we're just going from here, here, to here. There's a large garage built on the end of the Martinez Sweeney house here, and they are concreting it from here on.
So they're wanting to vacate it so they can improve it?
They're going to do it one way or another, but they would. So it would essentially, they have combined already replatted from here to make one lot called 31A. So this would essentially, this little area would be a part of lot 31A.
Mr. Elliott, was this done on the statute that we can take action today?
Yes.
Do you have all the postings, everything was...
Yes, and I do have the affidavit. I've submitted to Nikki and Travis.
Okay, so it's in our packet there, probably.
Affidavit of publication. Here's the original.
And you already have an order provided?
An order has been prepared.
Is there anyone here in remonstrance of this petition?
Yes. Can I approach?
Yes.
My name is Gary Hopp. I'm the president of the board of directors for Oakmont.
I'm a little confused. We never got notice. The Oakmont Improvement Association never got notice, and this is owned by Oakmont. Mr. Martinez and Miss Christie had approached the board back in 2015 requesting this, and we have the authority. Can I read something then for official basis? This is from the restricted covenants for the Oakmont community. The recorded residential protective covenant at book 251 and page 1520 in the recorder's office of Taney County states at paragraph 14, page 2, Oakmont Community Improvement Association Incorporated reserves the right to change, extend, or close any street or roads or to designate any area for uses other than single-family residential to cut new streets or roads, or file a replat of any of the plats of the property subject hereto. So we have the authority. This road's never been petitioned to be taken into the county, and it's Oakmont Road. And we were never even advised of this. I became aware of this because of an inquiry